at the Cattle Industry Convention. I am visiting with Darren Williams. And Darren, you have been kind of overseeing this thing called the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, where people earn their MBA. We now have, at least a number of classes that have graduated from this program. What are we up to in terms of alumni at this point?
Well, we're about 3 years in, and we're at almost 3,000 graduates of this program nationwide, 47 states and the District of Columbia. We even have one graduate who's a U.S. Air Force military personnel on active duty in Qatar, which I think is really cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, after seeing a presentation here about agriculture in Afghanistan with one of our military, it's just fascinating seeing agriculture develop in our military, U.S. folks, who many of them with a farm background, out and about around the world. Tell me just a little bit, maybe an update on this program. You know, obviously, we've got great participation, but it doesn't stop with just going through that little bit of training there. There's follow-up, there's additional ways to keep these folks kind of up to date on this whole concept, right?
That's right. And we had what we call a commencement training here at convention, and what I tell them there is commencement means a beginning, and taking the courses is just to get the information. The purpose of the program is to get out and engage consumers in the conversation. So our focus, really, we've got this nationwide network built, and we'd like to keep it growing, of course, because if we imagine what we can do with 5,000 or 10,000 graduates. But the focus really now is making sure that they're engaging and finding a way, whatever it is, to engage consumers in a conversation about beef. Social media, some people aren't Facebook people, so, you know, just getting out into their community and giving presentations, whatever your niche is.
Well, I know we talk about social media a lot, and it has certainly been brought up in a number of presentations here already, but I think you had a great anecdote about how one of the graduates, is really doing a unique way of essentially advocating for the industry and his community.
That's right. You know, it's one of my favorite stories because I think it's just a really simple, tangible way to make a difference. A guy named Dave Rings, he's a Kentucky cattleman, and he's a graduate of the program, he and his wife Bonnie. And one of the things they did is Dave went to his local sheriff's office and walked in and handed him a business card and introduced himself. And he said, if you hear of any issue, you get reported to you of cattle being neglected or abused in this county, call me. And we'll get help. If it's veterinarians to treat sick animals, we'll get them in here. If it's somebody needs hay to get them fed, we'll get the hay. And that, you know, to prevent a problem like that from becoming a public image issue is a really great way to be an advocate.
And probably a good example for folks who sometimes say, well, what can I do? There's a tangible example right there. It's not just, I got to go set up my Facebook profile, and because Darren says I have to communicate online, it's face-to-face and friends, families, and neighbors.
That's right. We have graduates ranging in age from 10 to 80, so we have a lot of diversity within the group. So that 80-year-old may not be on Facebook and be on social media, but they might be able to get out and give presentations in schools in their community. A 10-year-old is going to be talking to his classmates at school about beef. So anybody also may be talking to his Facebook friends about beef. So there's a lot of ways to make a difference. And we have bloggers out there, Debbie Lyons Blythe, Life on a Kansas Cattle Ranch, and Ann Burkholder with her Feed Yard Foodie. And they're making a great effort to reach out to consumers on the coasts and in the big cities. But it's going to take all of those efforts combined to really make a difference.
So before we go here, just tell me where we go online to find out information.
Yeah, first of all, I wanted you to know there's no cost to participate because this is a beef checkoff funded program, so it's paid for through your checkoff dollars. So you go to www.beef.org/MBA, as in Masters of Beef Advocacy, fill out a simple application, and then you get started on it. It's a series of 6 online courses you take on your own computer in your home or office on your own time. But that's really just the beginning. That's the initial commitment of about maybe an hour per course. But then it's really about getting out and making a difference every day.
All right. Well, we will continue to advocate for advocating. And thank you very much, Darren Williams. We're here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.